Turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1. We'll start in verse 1 and we'll read to the end of the chapter. This is God's Word. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope. To Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you upon my departure from Macedonia, remain on at Ephesus so that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines, nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies which give rise to mere speculation, rather furthering the administration of God which is by faith. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. For some men, straying from these things, have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions. But we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully. Realizing the fact that law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers and or mothers, for murderers and immoral men and homosexuals and kidnappers and liars and perjurers and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am the foremost of all. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Christ Jesus might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight. Keep being faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. Among these are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, so that they will be taught not to blaspheme. Thus far in God's Word. But here we're given the context for the church of Ephesus. This letter is to Timothy. It's not to the church, but it's to Timothy, and he was to stay there as their pastor and instruct the men not to teach strange doctrines that would have come from the many religions of that day, the paganism and all these other things. Rather, for them to be, that they were to be rooted in Scripture and sound teaching, sound doctrine. For Timothy, he was to remember those who have rejected and shipwrecked their faith at the very end of the chapter, those like Hymenaeus and Alexander. Why? So Timothy, to remind Timothy, to encourage Timothy to keep his faith and a good conscience. Perseverance in the faith being preserved by God. In verses 5 through 11, they show us the goal of the apostles' instruction. And it's Timothy's goal, and it's the elders' goal, and it's our goal of love. But some, he warns, have turned from this goal to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, they don't even understand what they're teaching. And therefore, they can't be good teachers. So Timothy, he's saying, don't be like them. And notice Timothy saying, and notice Christian, that the law, because this is something that is debated this day, it's clear right here. Notice that the law, verse 8, is good. And that it, verse 11, is according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. The law is agreeable to the gospel. It says, but we know the law is good, and only if one uses it lawfully according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. And that law should lead us to love. Romans 13:10 says, love is the fulfilling of the law, of which Christ came and He fulfilled the law in His life and in that one act of love and in His death. He did not come to abolish it. And so, because He came to fulfill it, and here, Paul telling Timothy the law is good, that one is to use it lawfully. And so for the Christian, we are to use it just like Israel was to use it when they were redeemed out of slavery from Egypt. So we, being redeemed from our sin, out of slavery to sin, we are to follow this law and to love the giver of the law and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's what the two greatest commandments, the summarizing up of the law says, to love God and love our neighbor. Verse 15, the theme, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom Paul, am a foremost of all. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, which Christian, the more we are sanctified, the more we will see ourselves as the foremost sinner. He says, yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate His perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in Him for eternal life. Slow to anger, perfect patience. By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Now let us be those disciples. And let us follow that glorious gospel set before us.